a production of South Dakota Public.
Good morning. I want to call to order the Senate Appropriations Committee. Roll call, please.
Bartling? Here. Hunted?
Here.
Collard?
Northrup? Here.
Brown?
Here.
Haverly?
Here.
Hunt-off.
Here. We have a quorum. Thank you. Well, we want to begin with some introductions. We have two pages here. I'd ask you to come up to the microphone. Please tell us where your name, where you're from, and what your plans are after high school.
Right here.
Oh, right here. Sorry. My name is Ann Wilkin, and I'm from North Dakota, South Dakota, and I'm considering going to Black Hills State next year and majoring in education.
Great. Thank you.
My name is Megan Simon, and I'm from Eagle Butte, and next year I plan to go to BH for pre-med.
Very good. Thank you. Welcome. Well, we're also this morning have quite a few high school students, so we've got some time, so I don't know who you are, but what we're going to have you do, those at this end and then over here, come up to the microphone, tell us your name, so our home listening audience, and what school you're from. And young man in the blue, you're first.
I'm Nathan Shea, and I'm from Sunshine.
Jake Moreland, and I'm from Sunshine.
I'm Leroy Evans, and Sunshine.
Ethan McLean, Sunshine Bible Academy.
Chad Cruz, Sunshine Bible.
Levi Stiglmeyer, Sunshine Bible.
Naminas Fa, Sunshine Bible. Good.
Now, just for my Sunshine Bible is where... Yes, I have those. Can I finish up here first, and then I'll get those right behind you?
I didn't want to miss them.
No, I just want to know, tell them where Sunshine Bible is, for maybe not everybody knows. Somebody, where's Sunshine Bible?
It's 13 miles south of Miller, South Dakota.
13 miles south. Well, welcome. Okay, now we'll go to the back. So, let's start.
I'm a Chloe Tong, and I'm from Sunshine Bible Academy.
I'm Leah Yana from Sunshine.
Nicole Dash from Sunshine.
Lindsay Nolde from Sunshine.
I'm Andrea Beckwith from Sunshine.
Alshadeh Abara from Sunshine.
Anybody else back there? Would you like to introduce yourself? Are you the teacher?
Yes. I'm Lisa Nold, and I'm chaperoning these kids from Sunshine. I live here in Pierre.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you and welcome. And for your benefit, we only have two bills today. They've been in the House, and they passed through the House, and now we're over here at the Senate. So we're going to start with House Bill 1025, which authorizes the Board of Regents to construct a motor pool building at South Dakota State University and to make appropriation thereof. Good morning, Mr. Cheddar. Welcome back.
Good morning. Madam Chair and members of the committee, I'm Wes Cheddar, representing South Dakota State University and Board of Regents, speaking on behalf of House Bill 1025. This bill authorizes the construction of a motor pool building at South Dakota State University. In essence, we will build a new building near our physical facilities functions and relocate our motor pool function. This bill was prompted by Governor Rounds' initiative to use E85 ethanol blend to run the state of South Dakota motor vehicle fleet. This requires underground bulk fuel tanks at the state's fueling stations, one of which is at South Dakota State University. Meanwhile, SDSU has been planning to relocate the site that hosts the fleet, state fleet and travel vehicles on the campus motor pool. So this is part of a long-term plan anyway, and the two came together, probably moved up our process several years, but when this proposal came to us last May, working with the commissioner, decided to move our facility before putting in the, along with putting in the new tank. So we'll be able to move our entire function across campus to where our physical plant shops are located, and of course this is actually even more convenient for our users coming off the Highway 14 bypass. Our users include not only the motor pool at SDSU, but all the state vehicles that come through Brookings and need to refuel, including Highway Patrol, Game Fishing Parks, and other agencies. Our fuel tank is an existing fuel tank. We pump 10% E10. It's about 20 years old, so its life cycle is almost expended. Within 4 or 5 years, we'd be replacing it. And so we'll be building a steel-clad building, about 2,000 square feet, with a service area, office area, cold storage, a wash bay, and some mechanical service functions from that, again, 2,000 square foot building. SDSU and the Bureau of Administration are cooperating on this project, with SDSU providing $184,300 of funding and the Bureau of Administration providing $50,000 of funding. There will be no state general funds involved. It's a service function to the user groups. And with that, of course, then the total of that is $234,300. And with that, I'd be open to any questions that the committee might have.
Thank you. Are there questions? Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A couple questions come to mind on the current. I think when we toured out there, this was pointed out as being the new site. But I want to say it was a couple years ago. Would that be accurate?
Actually, last summer, we were identifying already the new site when the committee was on campus, which is north northwest of the stadium, an area there that our other physical plant facilities are adjacent to that. So it's kind of locating it where we have other similar services.
Follow up, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
And with that in mind, I do remember that. And with that in mind, what will become of the old site again? The current location?
Okay, Madam Chair, the old site, the northwest part of campus, is in our long term plans, involves student housing, definitely not physical plant functions. Our ag museum is in that location, in that area. We're also moving out the cow calf unit from that part of campus, so it's going to be more campus-oriented, academic services, and particularly housing and support functions for our students, an existing quadrant, I would call it.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
And so there's structures there that would have to be eliminated at some point in order to accomplish the housing goal?
Yeah. There's one small building that we office out of and has a wash bay, doesn't have the services, the facilities for servicing are an old Quonset nearby. That'll all eventually be taken out as obsolete.
And probably two more questions, if I could, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
We won't see anything in for a while because you're going to have to obviously construct.
I'd say, Madam Chair, a year from now, we should be in our new facility. So
I guess I mean on the future plans location.
That takes some time for development planning.
Then the final question is the life cycle. You mentioned had a 20-year tank. I was under the assumption that tanks last longer than that, but I could be wrong. And then what is the life cycle of the new EA85 tank that's going in?
I will defer to Commissioner Bureau Administration on any questions about the tank that's going to be installed. But the life cycle of the tank that we have, our expected life cycle is 25 years plus. But we're monitoring every year. Our tank is in good shape, but nevertheless, we have to start planning for where we're. We're 20 years right now and counting. So we wouldn't put the point is we could use it several more years. It's a $100,000 investment. And if we're going to move our tank anyway, now is the time to do it when they're proposing actually to pay for it to the Bureau of Administration.
Well, Madam Chair, you may not be the one to answer this question, but I'd like to know a little bit about what the environmental practices are after you leave the old site where the old tank is and what's going to happen. So just have that thought unless you want to address that right now.
Madam Chair, we monitor our tank, so our environmental exposure is monitored. That old tank will be excavated, taken out, and brought back to standards. And of course, with any tank, what you find is what you find, and we'll have to deal with it at the time and bring it back and put in clean fill to replace the area that the tank is. So this is all monitored by the. Just because we're South Dakota State or a public agency, we doesn't exempt us from all the environmental provisions. So we'll be following that up. And do it as if it was any tank anywhere. So,
any other questions? Senator Hunstad.
This may be covered as we move forward, but I was going to ask where the other funds came from, but I expect we're going to get that here in a moment.
Okay, Madam Chair, the funds for the tank that's going to go in and the $50,000 Mr. Bloomberg will speak to. For South Dakota State University, we have an internal cost structure in which we charge ourselves for the every gallon of gas we pump and every mile that's driven. And so we accumulate funds, and then we'll have to also take some indirect, because we have functions that are sponsored programs that pay for administrative functions on campus. So this kind of came up by more quickly than we'd originally planned, and so we'll just have to do it and find the $184,000, of which our own internal service funds are part of that. Like I said, we bill ourselves 2 cents a mile plus a half cent a gallon, which doesn't seem like very much, but does count, accumulate. So,
Senator Bartley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Cheddar, in the bill it says that there's a prepaid rental of $50,000 from BOA. How far out does that prepaid rental go as far as towards the construction?
I'm going to defer, Madam Chair. I'm going to defer to Mr. Bloomberg on that. We're partnering with them, and there's things that he knows about this that I think would be more appropriate for him to respond to. So,
any other questions for Mr. Cheddar? Okay, thank you very much.
Madam Chair, I'd be willing to come back if there's other questions.
You bet. Mr. Bloomberg, you want to come forward, please? Senator Bartling, you want to repeat your question?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Bloomberg, good morning. How far out will the Bureau of Finance be doing a prepaid rental to the campus for this project?
This was intended as Madam Chair, if I could, Jeff Bloomberg, Bureau of Administration. This was intended as a one-time payment, and it was structured this way, from dealing with our finance people, as a way that we could deal with the federal A87 rules and help get this project done. It will build, the $50,000 will be billed to the fleet as an expense to the fleet.
Any other questions for the commissioner? Okay. Senator Hunstad?
Yes. The $50,000 then will come from general funds?
It will be billed and come from other funds from the various agencies that are using the vehicles at the fleet in Brookings. So the largest bulk of them, of our billings in Brookings, are from South Dakota State, but as Mr. Cheddar indicated, all types of other state agencies use the fleet vehicles in that particular area.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Madam Chair, if I might.
Go ahead.
I think there was a question earlier. In regard to the tank itself, if you will recall during our budget hearing, we were granted federal stimulus funds to be used in part for alternative fuels. And as you may recall, we placed similar tanks in Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and in Pierre. Brookings is actually the second largest fueling location and fleet location for the state fleet, and we think it was an important piece in terms of trying to increase our usage of E85 to put a tank, a similar tank, over at Brookings. We will be using stimulus funds, and the reason for somewhat of the impetus for this particular bill is the fact that we have to obligate those funds by September 30th, can't use them from the federal government. So that was the reason why we needed to move along on the project.
Thank you. Well, Commissioner, I may or may not disagree with you. I mean, sometimes it comes down to the point where you walk into the store, and if there's a two-for-one sale, you have to make the decision whether to buy it or not buy it based on the fact that whether you need it or not. And I think that's my driving question was more of one that, do we really need it? And I do remember the conversation with the campus, and but I still say that I think we've had this conversation earlier than even last year. I think we were talking about this several years ago when we were out there. Having said that, do you feel that it's essential just to spend the money, or is this a necessity of the state more so?
Thank you for the question, Madam Chair, if I could. I think it's important because one of our goals as a state is to promote the use of ethanol. And if, as you know, you've been around enough years to see the numbers of fuel usage in terms of ethanol, and we've not done a very good job just because the availability hasn't been there. By putting these ethanol tanks and making these fuels more available to our fleet, I think will increase that, which I think is good for our economy and good for the state.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That brings to light another question, of course. Are these tanks multi-use? In other words, if 10 years from now we find out that water is a much more fuel-efficient source than E85, is there a way that this tank will not just go by the wayside because of the current, I don't want to call it a fad because I think that E85 probably has its benefits for quite a while, but current fad, can this be reutilized?
Would depend. I'm not a chemist, but that would depend, I think, on whatever that new fad would be. The current tanks cannot use a blend any higher than that 10%. And what I've been told is when you start getting into higher alcohol contents, it starts to gunk up the mechanisms and the pipes, and there's higher corrosion. So, for example, here in Pierre, we had E10 and regular fuel, but we couldn't put any higher blends. We have a large percentage, the majority of our fleet vehicles now are biofuel compatible, and so we can be using E85, we can be using E30, but we need to have the tanks so that we can purchase splash blended ethanol blends to put into those tanks. We just can't put them into that higher blend into an existing tank. So it would, what would happen in the future, I couldn't predict that, but.
Then I could make an assumption that saying that it would gunk up the current tank structure, that the new tanks are made to handle more of an alcohol content. So just as an assumption, you'd say they probably could handle anything less than that particular case.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? Any opponents? Opponents? Opponents. I'm closing this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion or action by the committee. Senator Haverly.
Madam Chair, move do pass House Bill 1025.
It's been moved by Senator Haverly, seconded by Senator Brown, do pass on House Bill 1025. Any comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll. Bartling?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Ollers, Nordstrup?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Motion carried. Senator Nordstrup, can an NSU person carry an SDSU bill to the floor with class?
As a SDSU jackrabbit, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Moving on. House Bill 1026, which authorizes the Board of Regents to construct Phase 2 of the Electrical Engineering Computer Science Building on the campus of South Dakota State University, to accept donations for such purpose, to acquire land incidental thereto, and to make appropriations therefor. Welcome back, Mr. Cheddar.
Thank you. Senator Hunhoff and members of the committee, again, I'm Wes Cheddar, representing SDSU and the Board of Regents, and speaking on behalf of House Bill 1026. This bill is authorized the construction of electrical engineering and computer science building on the SDSU campus, and to accept donations for the bill, to acquire some property that the building is going to set on, and to appropriate the funds for that. In 2009, SDSU completed phase one, which is about 60% of the building will ultimately be 60% of the building, for a new electrical engineering and computer science building. And then this bill will authorize the second phase, which is about 40% of the facility. The proposed phase two addition will be a four-level facility matching the previous project, which last summer you had a chance to observe that, and we pointed that out to you. It'll have 29,000 gross square feet of space and will serve electrical engineering, computer science, and physics, and have research space for master's and doctoral students. There is a substantial need for teaching, laboratory, and research space connected to these academic departments. Sponsored research activity has grown tenfold in the last 10 years. Even in tough economic times when enrollments may fall in other disciplines, engineering enrollments remain strong, as again evidenced by this academic year with the highest engineering enrollment ever. SDSU now requests approval of this Phase 2 project, which with following financial components. $4.4 million will be funded by the SDSU Foundation through the support of private donations. $450,000 of other funds from a sponsored program that will equip and construct a photovoltaic lab within the facility, and then $275,000 of grant and contract recovery funds, plant funds, and royalties to buy the property that this building will partially sit on. There's a house occupied, improved lot in the corner that we'll need to acquire, and the footprint of the building will actually sit on part of that property. So that's the funding source. There aren't any general funds connected with the with this legislation. Ultimately, this space will replace Harding Hall, a former men's residence hall now used as an academic building. When the new space fully replaces Harding Hall, Harding Hall can be demolished. There's another interim facility another facility that ultimately have to be built because Harding Hall holds math department, and of course until we figure that out, find new space for that, we'll need to keep Harding Hall in place for several more years. And of course, as I said, this includes acquiring a property for the proposed construction site. So with that, and of course that adds up to $5,125,000. So if there are any questions, I'd be happy to respond to them.
I have an amendment that I want to pass out. I'd ask someone to look at it, to move it, so I can address it. Senator Haverly.
I move amendment, 1026AA.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. What this does on the bill, in the House it was amended, and it goes to the last page, page 4, and what's going to happen is that they have to come back to us. The Board of Regents shall file a plan for the operation and maintenance and repair related to this project. They had that this report would come back to the Executive Board. Executive Board has no authority in this area, so I'm changing it to the Special Interim Appropriations Committee. That would be us that this report would come back to.
Madam Chair, if I might speak to it, I see no reason to object to this. This is consistent with the intent of the House floor amendment.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have questions, Senator Brown? Oh, okay. Thank you. Any other proponents? Proponents. Any opponents? Opponents. Seeing none, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action. Senator Haverly.
Madam Chair, move to pass House Bill 10.
Oh, first, I'm sorry. Hold it. The amendment. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Now, I would entertain a motion on House Bill 1026 as amended.
Madam Chair.
Senator Haverly.
Move do pass House Bill 1026 as amended.
Moved by Senator Haverly, seconded by Senator Brown for do pass of House Bill 1026 as amended. Any discussion on that motion? Well, I feel terrible because this sort of puts reality in the perspective, Mr. Chatter, when you said Harding Hall is coming down. I'm assuming there are a few other jackrabbits in this room that have attended that building for classes, and so age goes on, doesn't it? So with that, take a motion or a roll call. All those in favor of House Bill 1026 as amended, signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bartling.
Aye.
Hunstead.
No.
Fowlers. Nordstrup.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye. Motion carried.
Madam Chair, would you grant me a personal privilege for several minutes? First of all,
several.
Just several seconds. Harding Hall, we would be back whenever it came time to demolish it. And number two, I want to point out that Vice President Mike Rieger is joined us today. We have another meeting in campus in Brookings, or in Pier. And Mike came before this committee many times over the course of time and is retiring in a matter of several weeks. And I just want to acknowledge him and his good effort to and report with the legislator over the course of time. And with that, I feel honored to point that out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cheddar, and I wanted to acknowledge also, Mr. Rieger, there's a few of us around the table that have had you come before us and present, and you always did an excellent job, and certainly thank you, and as I told you before, good days in your next venture on life, and thank you for coming today. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. I will miss this group.
Thank you. All right. Are there any other jackrabbits on this committee? If not, the chairman will take this bill on the floor. Okay, I'll take it. With that, we're at the end, but I have some minutes to assign, so we'll just round about. January 19th, Senator Bartling. January 28th, Senator Hunstead. February 4th, Senator Nostrup. February 12th, Senator Brown. February 17th, Senator Haverly. Senator Bartling, 19th of February. Senator Hunstead, 22nd of February. And Senator Nordstrom, we had another meeting on the 22nd of February, if you would do that one. All right. Right now, my tentative plan is we will meet next Wednesday. I don't know what's coming across, but I would say pay attention. If we get some bills today, then I would certainly want to get those moving, so we might meet on Monday. But for sure, next Wednesday, we'll have our next hearing. Anything else to come before this committee? Again, we want to thank the students for staying through. We appreciate your interest in state government and wish you well as you spend the rest of the day here. Didn't Senator Roden, isn't he a graduate of Sunshine Bible? Yes, yes, that's what I thought. So, great.
Very sorry.
With that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
moved by Senator Bartling, seconded by Senator Brown to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Yeah.